Good evening. It's 5:31 on December the 14th. Calling the regular meeting of the South Whidbey Fire EMS Board of Commissioners to order. And first order of business is approval of the agenda.
Approve. I move that we approve the agenda.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The agenda is approved. Next thing is the consent agenda. Anyone have any questions on the consent agenda? I do actually have one.
I have some, but I have a few, but I'll ask the chief offline. They're not material.
One question, chief, and that is the accounts payable pretty well up to date, or is there a possibility that that's a couple of weeks behind?
As of probably a couple hours ago, Nikki has soldiered through and gotten us totally up to date. I don't know. Those are not all obviously reflected in the report for okay. today, but she's feeling like she's probably caught up. We're still going through to make sure we're not missing any invoices, but.
Okay, great.
Yep.
So there's the accounts payables probably a little on the low side for this month. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think a number of them were already subtracted from the budget. Is that fair? Out of Springbrook? Yeah, they were marked out of Springbrook, but we had to go through the process of
okay
cutting the invoices.
So Chief, the budget position that we're approving, the next month we would have a budget position for 2023.
Correct.
So that would take some of these ones that are we budgeted dollars, whatever it may be, but we have expended maybe 2 or 3% of that. When we see the next budget position for 23, it will have those balanced out.
Yeah, that's correct. There is a 13th month factor for the budgeting, which I can't really speak completely to at this time. Obviously, our finance officer is gone now, but we'll do more research and make sure we get the correct report for you then. We will also be looking to do any carryover that's required at that time.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay, so that takes care of consent agenda.
I'll move that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next order of business is member update, Chief.
Yeah, so we have three members to approve this evening. Robbie, is Karen Arndt, Alicia Johnson, or Matthew Petrich on? Karen. Okay, so we have three members to approve tonight that are volunteer members. Karen Arndt is actually on the Zoom this evening. She is an off-island volunteer coming from the Seattle area, actually is a live aboard. And Karen, do you want to say hi?
She's looking down at us.
Hi, everybody. Want to thank you for the opportunity and looking forward to contributing to the team.
Thank you.
Welcome. Very glad to have you.
Thank you, Karen. And we had a chance to chat the other day, and she's coming to us with some past experience and is a current ski patroller as well now, correct?
That is correct. I have some past experience as a volunteer firefighter and have my EMT, and just praying for a little bit of more snow so we can do some more ski patrol stuff. But looking forward to getting involved with you folks as well, and appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks, Karen.
Since my wife's first name is Karen, I have affinity to you. My hat's off to you and the rest of them for rest of the people we'll be bringing in today for service to the community.
Okay. And then Alicia and Matthew are not with us tonight, but they've been through all of the process for onboarding and are just waiting on final approval.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the three members so listed?
I will move that we approve the three members listed to become members of our team.
And I'll gladly second that motion.
Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks very much. Welcome. Okay. Next thing is unfinished business, and I'm not aware of any unfinished business at this time. Okay. New business. First thing is there's a schedule of meetings. I don't think there's any need to approve this unless anyone has some questions about this. I think this is all the second Thursday in the month, pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah, so we'd just be approving the regular schedule for the year.
Yeah.
So Chief, do you need a motion on that?
Yes, I believe it would be best to do a motion and approve this, because that is a requirement that we do.
I move that we approve the 2024 commissioner meeting schedule as presented in our packet.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passed. The next one is warrant cancellation. Are there any questions on this?
I could be catty and say, how could somebody lose almost a $4,000 check? But I won't be catty.
Okay. Lost in the mail, perhaps.
Yeah.
So presumably the last ones have been canceled. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this will cancel the warrants. So do I have a motion to approve resolution 2023-09?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed.
Need to update the attestation.
The next thing is resolution 2023-10, and this is the budget adjustment. And there's a sheet in the packet that has the sources bars code. If you go to the back of the packet, I think there's one that has the next page has the source of the budget adjustments.
So, Chief, do you have any comment?
Yeah, so this is basically end of the year adjustments for lines that ran over what we anticipated. We're able to easily handle it within the general fund. We have a lot of budget lines that were not fully spent. Some of the larger ones that we do see is the computer repair and maintenance. We're waiting on some reimbursement from Central. Central would be Fire and Rescue for their portion of the outsourced IT services. That won't cover all of it. That was a higher than anticipated expenditure on that line this year, and a big part of that was the switch over to the cloud-based email, which I think was a good move. We actually had a compromised password here this last week, and the multi-factor authentication stopped anything from happening. So it's exactly the type of thing that we wanted to prevent. Some of the others, higher than anticipated authorized overtime for full-time firefighters. That has to do with partially at least the open position we have for firefighter currently. That's one that we are actually about to fill. So we have three people in background and psych right now. to hire for that. Beyond that, you know, if you have any other questions on it, they're pretty routine. Postage and shipping, of course, is with the newsletter shipping. We hadn't anticipated that expense. And then marine vehicle repair is another large item, which was unanticipated repairs to the marine vessel, Marine 3. It did have a broken tank that required extensive repairs and put it out of service for the entire summer.
So that's the craft that was built here on the island?
Correct.
Yeah.
Never stops, does it?
No.
Towers?
Unfortunately, that'll be an ongoing expense as long as we operate the vessel.
Yeah.
We're going to have issues like that. Any further questions on the budget adjustments?
I move the board approve resolution 2023-10, the budget adjustment as presented by the chief.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 2023-10 passes. And the next one is resolution 2023-11, interim finance officer. And I think you've got the paperwork in here. Nikki Hagen's agreed to be the interim board secretary until we have a new finance officer. And this is to approve that position. Do I have a motion to approve?
Can I just add that it's written, it sounds like Vicky is also supporting
Yeah, I can speak to that. So we initially wrote this out and it had Nikki added solely as the finance officer and audit officer, which thank you very much, Nikki, for being willing to step up and help out with that. The truth is that Nikki and Vicky have both been working really hard, even in the last 48 hours, and have made a lot of headway on getting us caught up. The last time we had to do this was between finance officers. Previously, at that time, we had appointed Vicky as well as Kathy and Sonia from Central. So this time we would be appointing Vicky and Nikki Hagen both to be able to serve those duties. And this would allow them to be able to sign documents going to the county and sign the checks, etc.
I will motion to approve resolution 2023-11.
And I will second it. And I make a comment to Chief and to Nikki and Vicky, the job well done, coming in on a lurch to address a problem that is disappointing that we ended up having the problem, but job well done.
Do we have one of our recruits in the audience?
Oh,
no. A recruit to be.
Yeah. Not one of ours. I believe one of Central or one of Woodby Health. Mm-hmm. One of Woodby Health's youngest recruits.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Resolution 2023-11 passes.
I don't think we formally voted.
I'll give you an aye.
And I'll vote yes on that.
No, sorry. And then next thing, announcements.
Yeah, so I'll start off with a really easy announcement at the back of the consent agenda packet. So Saturday night is the Christmas party here at Station 36. We're doing the strategic planning, of course, prior to that from 10 until approximately 4 on Saturday. And we'll be in the small conference room for that.
Okay.
And beyond that, as you're aware, we do not have a finance officer at this time. We have interim finance officers at this time. And so we will be looking to go back out and locate an additional finance officer. In the meantime, I have been doing work in the last couple of days to look into the possibility of using a accounting firm that does outsourced accounting to help us in the interim. They're able to do that. The one that I've been talking to can do that between 1 and 3 months. So we'll be more to follow on that. Just want to let you know that was where we're at.
Okay. So we may need at some stage in the next month to approve a contract on that by the sounds of it.
Correct. And I'll be in contact with you with any more information that I get in the coming days.
Okay. Thanks. Anything else, Chief?
I think that's it for now. Well, I have a couple of things to cover in executive session.
Okay. Next item is comments from the commissioners.
I just give a attaboy, attagirl, attaperson to everybody that put the lights out on the front. It's really nice when it came around the corner. And I'm sure that when the folks came to see Santa, they were really impressed. So good job.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner. The crew did a lot of work on that, and we're really proud of it. And we had a good turnout and a fun time. It was cold and a little bit windy, but Lieutenant Kalahiki takes the lead on that, and everybody puts in a tremendous amount of work. So they did a great job.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, I'd hope to have visited Santa on Saturday, but it just wasn't there because
wasn't in the cards.
Dancing around on COVID or flu or whatever, but it was really neat when it came in a few minutes ago.
Any comments? Okay, that's it for the regular meeting. We're going to go into executive discussion as per RCW 4330.144A, collective bargaining sessions with employee organizations, including contract negotiations, grievance meetings, and discussions. So we are going to be discussing contract negotiations on there. And we also have a personnel matter to take care of. It's currently 5:48. I'm going to suggest we go into executive session for 30 minutes and we'll reconvene in 30 minutes at 6:18.
Okay.
It's 6:19 on the 14th. What's the date today?
14th of December.
14th. Yeah. Yep. December. We've come out of executive session. There is no action resulting from the executive session. And with that, I believe we have completed our agenda for this meeting. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
No, second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moved.